Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Lipsky of Break of Day Capital. I talk to leading experts to discuss a wide range of subjects to educate investors on best-in-class practices to build legacy wealth and positively impact communities. Let's jump in. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investor Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Lipsky. Be sure on our Facebook group, Asset Management Mastery, where we have a great community of thousands of like-minded individuals sharing resources and best practices. Hey everyone, we have launched the BODC Multifamily Impact Fund. Invest with a trusted operator with a track record of success. Our fund offers diversification, risk mitigation, tax benefits, and stringent acquisition criteria. If you'd like to learn more, head over to our website at breakofdaycapital.com.
Choosing the right insurance coverage for multifamily properties isn't that complicated, if you know who to talk to. At the Garzella Group, we're uniquely qualified to help you navigate the range of policy choices you have, and we're committed to saving you 30% in the process. We do intensive market research and have nationwide relationships, so we can find coverage other insurance brokers simply can't. We should talk. Go to quotenow.biz and we'll start the conversation.
Today on the podcast, we have my friend K. Trevor Thompson back. Trevor was a successful VP with 47 plus years in the attractions and entertainment industry. Spent the last 20 years working for iFly Indoor Skydiving, helping it grow from 1 to 80 worldwide. Has invested in 20 deals as an LP and 11 as a GP. Trevor, welcome back. Can you start by telling the listeners a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here again today. As you mentioned, you know, my whole career was in the entertainment attractions industry. I loved it. And I was absolutely shocked how so many things were parallel. So we took back some existing franchises, you know, so we look at a thing called EBITDA, multifamily looks at NOI, and, you know, buy back some businesses, put some systems in place, put some CapEx in place, put some management in place, grow the EBITDA and sell it for a multiple up. Once I heard about syndications, I was like, wow, that's what I've been in theory doing my whole life, creating value in companies. And I found it great that that was something that was so transferable for me.
I love it. I've always been impressed with you is that you've got a tremendous thirst for knowledge, you know, from the day I met you many years ago, and you network the heck out of all the real estate events. Is that a skill like you had previously that you just, it was just ingrained in you, or is that something that you developed?
Yeah, so it was a combination of both. So even though I'm an introvert, I refer to myself as an extroverted introvert. And so when you're talking about things that I'm passionate about, I get more passionate with what I'm doing. And I realized from the very beginning that real estate was a team sport and I needed to connect with other players. Even if I wasn't playing on their team, connecting with the other players, you learn in those synergistic environments. And so I became, first of all, an open book of anything I've learned, very much like, you know, I learned a lot from you and took your courses, and I try really hard to pass those things along. I'm always recommending books, including yours. And so it became somewhat natural for me. But, you know, I listened to a podcast or a webinar from Grant Cardone about omnipresent. And he said, if the world doesn't know you in today's digital world, it's your fault. And I'm no Grant Cardone yet, but I just said, I got to amp it up. I got to go. And so I went everywhere and met everybody. And I've always been a connector. And so when I found people, I meet you and you were looking for somebody else I met for something, it was just so natural for me to connect you. Just that Go-Giver book, you know, the whole thing. And it has served me so well in all the years since I've started. And I think the most important thing is to do it from your heart, not from what you're going to get. You know, Jim Rohn says, if you can give people what they want, you'll get what you want. And didn't even realize that's what I was doing until I started doing it.
I've seen it firsthand. You connecting me to other people. I walk in a room and everyone knows you.
I don't remember exactly when you started, but you've really built a tremendous network, and a network that would do anything to help you because you've helped so many other people.
I mean, that's how life should be. Believe that strongly.
Agreed. Agreed. Do you ever get sick of all the conferences and the meetups that you attend? Or
I got to admit, I'm a bit fatigued. I did a few this year. I was at a couple of this year. I got there and went, man, you need a new plan. So I need a new plan that I keep meeting the same people and they're all doing the same thing as me. So I haven't figured it out yet, but my plan is to find people that are looking somehow to figure out investing, but aren't at real estate meetups, to switch and to become more influential in a market that I'm not influencing at all. That's definitely my mission, but I'm definitely fatigued. I've got to admit, like the last conference I went to, I just wasn't in the right headspace and I suffered and I really struggled to connect with people. And that's not me at all.
It's definitely exhausting talking to so many people. And if you keep, you know, doing it time and time again, yeah, it is a grind and you have to pace yourself. You know, you've been to so many meetups and real estate conferences. What makes a good meetup or a good conference?
You know, so I think it's a combination of true education, not secret education. So you go to many and it's their students, their whatever, their systems, success stories. While you can always learn from success stories, I'd much rather just learn something fresh and new from somebody who's an expert in that area. So they'll take students. You know, I was just at a conference about raising capital and people on stage, I'd raised more capital than them. And it's not that I'm a great capital raiser. It was just they were showcasing their students. And some of the things that they said were just a little bit too basic for, I think, that the fact that I paid money to go there. And so I think look for a conference where you're going to really get some golden nuggets of information. And there are a few out there. I know we've both been to the Best Ever conference, and that's one where there's a lot of education that happens. And so I'm definitely looking for those type now.
So you're a VP of investor engagement. Talk about your role and how do you manage success?
So it's quite interesting. I get to make my own title up. You know, that's what happens when somebody invites you to join a group. And I wanted to be not investor relations, but engagement, because it suited my personality very well. And our goal is very much similar to your goal, is to educate people. And then, of course, we're educating on lots of different topics. So every Wednesday night, we do a webinar. We're starting different meetup groups throughout the states. We're doing virtual conferences. We sort of tried to do an in-person and found out we were really messing it up. So we canceled it and re-engaged. But that concept of engaging with people, creating a network of like-minded people, that's what really appealed to me. And then obviously, yes, I've got to raise capital, because without capital, we don't get deals done. That ability to be able to create kind of an ecosystem within a system was super important to me.
You mentioned the in-person thing. You're trying to do an in-person conference or?
Yeah, we were trying to do an in-person conference and we got really close to the date and realized we were not going to put on a top-notch conference and pulled the plug, lost some deposits, regrouped, went online instead of, because even online, you know, because I know y'all went to your first one and it's a lot of work. And so we went, we did our third online one. And then now we're going to try again in the fall to do an in-person one, because those are Herculean tasks to put on a good one.
So yeah, and the in-person one, you've got a lot more money on the line. You know, if you're going to start somewhere, to anyone listening and thinking about doing a conference, start online and then you can always go in person, but have some experts on your side to help you. Because yeah, like you said, it's a Herculean task. Excellent. Yeah, that role really fits you well. And I see your content all the time out there. So I'm sure it's definitely working. So very impressive. Where are you trying to take it over the next few years?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things with us, we are trying to be massive. So we're doing bigger deal flow. And we're doing bigger deal flow because, you know, a lot of people say, well, what's your buyer's box? Our buyer's box is any deal we can find that makes money. right? So we closed on an 18 unit in Denver, Colorado, and we closed on a 204 unit in San Antonio. So they're all over. They're completely different deals, completely different markets. Wouldn't do Denver without solid boots on the ground. It's actually our third asset with that same partner. But so the ability to have, you know, we're doing a new retail build, we're doing a land development, we've done, so that variety helps a lot. And so getting that kind of deal flow really, really helps well. And then as we've started our own mastermind, like everybody else has, and trying to create though a different model, let's say, than everyone else. But it's so important that you just get to that next level and be able to do it. Entrepreneuristic sort of structure of our group really helps me get there.
My last question for you, if you could talk to your younger self, maybe even like 4 years ago when you just started out, what would you tell yourself now that you've learned since?
Yeah, so definitely who you give your money to is the most important thing here. So if you're planning to be an investor, who you give your money to. And I think I might have said this story, but it's worth repeating again. I remember I went to one of your webinars where you guys talked about a deal that didn't go so well. And I got to be honest, the honesty and the forthright and what you learned made me respect the who. And shortly thereafter, I invested my best deal to date. I think the money showed up at my bank at 10 o'clock and went back out at 1 o'clock. Reinvested, because the who is the most important thing. And I don't know if I realized how much that is, because the importance of a good operator, and certainly we're seeing it. You know, there was anybody looked good when interest rates were decreasing and cap rates were compressing and you were making money without any real effort. And we're certainly seeing proof in the pudding that good operators with a good track record. But again, we all look good on the internet. The fact that you had the courage to talk about something that didn't go so well, look for people that have that courage and, you know, connect with them, get to know them. I know we've become great friends more than just investing. I wish I really had learned that, you know, because I think it was like 10th or 11th deal when I finally invested with you. And I watched you for a while thinking I was being smart, but I really wasn't. And that was definitely the who.
Excellent. That's great advice. Yeah. I see so many people chasing IRRs or the wrong things or herd mentality. It's like, get to know your operator.
Yeah.
It's the jockey. If one deal is at 19% and another deal is 15%, that 15% may be a much better deal. You can manipulate numbers with reversion cap, or when the going gets tough and they're going to run and not communicate. We just see it time and time again these days by some of these bad operators that, you know, whether they just wanted to get rich quick, didn't have the business experience, didn't have a strong team, for many, many reasons, are really struggling right now.
Yeah, they are. And it's sad. You know, it really is sad that it's happening, because also reflects badly on those who are doing well. You know, if you look at the big spectrum of things, it's like less than 1% of the deals are in trouble, but it occupies 50% of the news. You know, everybody is still doing okay. And, you know, it's just the world has changed a little bit. But I do say coming up in the next year is going to be one of the biggest buying opportunities, at least of our lifetime. I really believe that. It's do not wait to get in, right? Real estate is, buy and wait, not a get rich quick, but you need to get in now. I really believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I would just add, even on the last point, even really good operators could have some struggling deals. No one is immune to it. I mean, we were looking at a graph at our semi-annual call. All of our different properties had different NOI, you know, graphs and different occupancy graphs. It was amazing to see in the same market, all six were performing differently at different times. It's insane, but we're excited about the next year and a half. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think it will also be good that it will separate some of the, you know, the good from the average, even the average operators. That bad, they're just going to go, but there are average that just, they did well because the market saved them.
Well, Trevor, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing your expertise on investor engagement. Where can listeners find out more about you?
Yeah, the best place is LinkedIn. So you got to remember the K Trevor Thompson, but that's the best place. Just say you saw me on a podcast, and always happy to connect and provide value to anybody.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Trevor, for coming on. This is Gary Lipsky signing off. I'll be back next week with another informative episode on the Real Estate Investor Podcast. To all of our listeners, thanks for joining us. And if you like this episode, please head over to iTunes or Stitcher and like, subscribe, and leave a review, as it will help us reach more people. And if you'd like to learn more about what we do at Break of Day Capital, head over to our website at breakofdaycapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and fill out our investor application. We'll talk to you next week.